How should we tackle the job crisis while spurring economic growth and fostering social progress? That is one of the questions addressed at a high-level panel held at the International Labour Conference in Geneva. Sharon Burrow, General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, or ITUC, called for the ILO to play a greater role in addressing crises like the one that hit European countries.
We know that the conditionality from the international organisations, the IMF, the European Commission, the European Central Bank, this has seen wages slashed, social protection cut, and unemployment soar, countries driven into a recession at a time when we needed the opposite. We know that growing inequality is both a social and an economic poison, and we know that it must be addressed. But the ILO has the tools to address it. And that's why we want to see the ILO front and centre of any international coherence.
Daniel Funes de Rioja, the Executive Vice President of the International Organization of Employers, for his part, highlighted the role of the private sector in spurring recovery.
We can never insist enough that a lasting return to growth and sustainable job creation lies without doubt in the private sector. There is simply no substitute for confident, investing, innovating and growing private sector to foster the growth that underpins the stability, welfare and progress of our societies. The ILO should therefore be able to deliver in an urgent manner proper output which supports business development based on the sustainable enterprise approach.
Yves Flückiger, Vice Rector of the University of Geneva, believes a balance between supporting the recovery and addressing budget problems is essential if economic recovery is to be sustainable and inclusive. He also stressed the importance of social dialogue.
Plus que jamais.
Now more than ever, we need social dialogue and we need places where that can occur. We need that at every level. It can be centralized, but we also need it at the workplace in each country so that all the different social policy issues can be discussed and implemented as effectively as possible.
Looking at the situation in Africa, which has experienced strong economic growth, Carlos Lopez, the Executive Secretary of the UN Economic Commission for Africa, stressed the need to address inequality.
To be candid, we must acknowledge that just as we celebrate the new successful and burgeoning private sector, there is also abundant evidence of people struggling to provide meals for their family members, young and old alike. To conclude, from the African perspective, restoring confidence through jobs, growth, and social progress means inclusive and equitable structural transformation. It means thinking out of the box.
Patrick Moser, reporting from the ILO in Geneva.